This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yayim. We are in Kino. Aleph, Gimel, yes. The Tabers were Aleph, Gimel, and Aleph, Dalid. Ag and Ad. Yesterday was Aleph, Aleph, and Aleph, Beis. Okay. Rabbi Yisai, these Mishnahs of this parak are the foundations for the rest of the Masechta. It's not a very long Masechta. The whole thing will take us about a week. A comforting thought, as you'll see why. Achata sa'if. Don lamata. That's good. Chatas behema don lamala. That's good. Oilas sa'if don le mala. That's good. Oilas behema don lamata. That's good. But if you mix it up, it's no good. And that's very important. For that reason, chatas sa'if and oilas sa'if, we need to know which one is which. Because if you don't know, you could easily be putting in the dam in the wrong place, and that invalidates it. That's why it's very important. And that's one of the first yisodos you need to know for kinim. Okay, how does kinim work? Generally speaking, for them, it's obligatory. It's one chatas, one oilah. When it comes to nadar and nadavais, you can't be menadev a chatas, so then there'll always be oilah. It can be one or it can be two. The person says, I'm going to bring in oilah. No, that's a nether. The person says, nadav arizu oilah. What's the difference between nether and nadav? Whether or not you chai b'achrayis. Mishnah we've had already in Megillah. I'm pretty sure it was somewhere else also. Pretty sure. It brings very familiar. Definitely Megillah named Baines. Okay. Okay. Well, let's review a very important yesod we spoke about yesterday, okay? When a man or a woman, usually it's a woman because they bring more kedem, okay? When they designate their birds for their carbon, yeah? Ready? Yeah. Okay. They could do it stuma mufareshes. They could say, I am going to say this was chatas and oilah, or I'm just saying no, I don't know which one. I'll decide later. If it's not decided then what happens is the kain, when he does the avodah, whichever one he does first, automatically turns the other one into the opposite. For example, the kain gets two birds. He says, I'm going to do the first one, the chatas. I think that's usually do the chatas first. The automatically, the other one becomes an oilah. Automatically. Okay? That's a very important yesod. You need to know that. There's kan stuma and kan mufareshes. And you need to know how the stuma works. Stuma works when the coin doesn't avoid it. I wouldn't say flips, because it didn't really flip, but it automatically labels the other one, designates the other one. Okay. So if a chatos got mixed in with oila with chatos, and then mufareshes, you know which one, you know some are chatos, some are oilas, now they're mixed up, kill them all. Now kill them, you let them die. Okay. One chatas got mixed in with a bunch of stumais. Now you're going to bring kaminyan achatoyis. Let's get the case, okay? You had two pairs of stumais, four birds. A chatas got mixed in. Okay. You could bring nothing as an oila because you might be bringing the chatos. That's out. How many chatos could you bring? One, yeah, because if it's a stuma, yeah, great. Those would be the chatas. If it's the one that mufurish, it's a chatas. Two, if it's a stuma, good. If it's a chatas, great. Three, no. Why? Because as soon as you brought two, there might have been two from the stumas. Then the other two stumas became oilas. And now when you bring number three, maybe it's an oila. You're stuck. Very important to decide your body size. If you get that idea straight, okay, this is the basic case. Everything is just going to keep build on from that. More and more complex, more and more situations. But that's the idea. You need to know that when I bring the bird and the tzad, the first two were the stumais, then automatically the other two stumais became oilais. So now when I want to bring number three, I might be encountering an oila and I can't bring an oila as chatas. So I'm stuck. Same thing, the opposite. I'm going to go through the whole thing. The oila mixes with the chatas. You're going to bring an oila, two oilas, and that's it. Whether it's a lot or a little, a lot of chayves, a lot of stumais, a lot of chayves. Nadava, I'm sorry, it doesn't make a difference. Same amount. The bottom line is, you're only going to be allowed to bring. When something gets mixed into a bunch of stumais, if it's the chatas got mixed in, you're only allowed to bring chatas. If oil got mixed in, you're only allowed to bring oilas. And how many? The amount of chayves that were in the stumais. For example, if one oila got mixed in with three kinim, into six birds, you're going to be allowed to bring three oilas. Because after you bring three oilas, you can't bring a fourth. Because the fourth one you may be bringing is really a chatas. That's not allowed. So you're always going to be capped at that amount.
What do you do with the rest of the birds? I guess you let them die. You can't bring them.
Ready for some more fun?
Here we go.
Olive Gimel. When they mixed up chayva and nedava, for example, chayvais. So they're always assuming chayva is the stuma, because that person brings a chayva, that could be one chatas, one oilas, so it's a stuma. Nedava is always oilas. Okay, so whenever you see nedava, you know that signals oila. So you got chayva and nedava. Okay. Avol bechayva nai shenisarva zubazu. If two chayvas got mixed up with each other, okay. So your two women's stumas got mixed up with each other.
Aha.
This one had a set of two. This one had a couple. That one had a couple. This one had two couples. This one had two couples. This one has three couples. That has three couples. Mechza kosher u mechza pasul. You could bring half of them, not more.
Okay. This is when the women had the same amounts.
So two women. We're talking about cases where they had the same amounts. How would that happen? Let's say a woman had three babies. Triplets. I don't know. I'm not sure how triplets work exactly. Or whatever, just keep it simple. She had three babies in the past number of years, and she never brought her karbanos. All her wives must stumble in the basement when she's built. They're going to have to bring the karbanos. My wife asked me that question. She said, what's going to be? I understand something. All the women through all the dairies are now going to bring kinim? Do you know how many? They're going to bring millions and millions. And I said to her, what about all the chatayis we're going to have to bring? Not a joke. I don't know. I said, I'm not sure what the answer is. No. Wow, we're going to be busy for years. I don't know, I guess. It'll be old, take a ticket and wait online. I don't know. But you shouldn't make a lot of animals. There's a Gemara in Shabbos where one of the Tanayim, he did the axe and he tipped the candle in Shabbos. He says, when the business is built, I'm going to remember to bring a chatas. Mm-hmm. It's scary. Scary, scary, scary business.
Okay,
anyways. So, Rachel and Leah. Each one brought three sets. Six birds apiece. Okay? And they did not say which ones are chatois, which ones are oila. Mm-hmm. The Kohen, who's going to bring them later, is going to decide. Okay, fine. So how many birds do we have here? Each one is six and six. So we have 12. Okay, or the other cases, whatever. It doesn't make a difference. All the cases. Two, one and one, four birds. Two and two, eight birds. Three and three. Six, which is six, which is 12 birds. Okay. All right, so what do we do? Mechza kosher, mechza pasul. The Kayin takes half, let's say the 12 and 12. It's six and six. So it's 12 birds, right? So the Kayin takes half of the birds.
Uh-huh.
Brings half chatas.
Uh-huh.
Half oila. Uh-huh. And then he stops. Why? Okay. Because then you know you're fine. But if you keep going, you're in trouble. Why? Well, let's think about this. Okay. Let's do 12 birds, six each. Okay. If you're going to bring four oilas or four chatois, now let's think about this for a second. I bring three chatois. I know I'm fine. Nothing wrong with that. Because there was a total of six here. Good. Then I go out and bring three oilas. Good. Okay. Nothing wrong with that. Let's say I go ahead and want to bring a fourth chatos. Why not? What's wrong? The answer is that... So how does it go again? I get this confused. Right. Right. Let's say, well, I bring chatas 1, 2, 3. Maybe they were all Rachel's chatoyos. And imkain, at that moment, Rachel's other three birds became oilos. When I bring number 4 as chatas, that might be one of Rachel's oilos. The thing is like this. As soon as you hit 3 chatoyos, you know you've created 3 oilos. Boom. That's the idea behind this. Because when each woman, once her chatoyos are brought, then her other 3 birds automatically become oilos. I think that's the pshat. Yeah? So as soon as I bring 3 chatoyos, automatically I made 3 oilos here. So bringing 3 oilos is fine. But as soon as you bring the 4th chatos, maybe you're encountering one of those oilos. You can't do that. Right? Does this make sense? I think this makes sense. The idea is you look at each woman separately. Divide them into 2 parts. So as soon as I brought 1 chatos, great, 2 chatos, 3 chatos. As soon as I brought 3 chatos, now I created in this pack 3 oilos. Once you did that, you could bring 3 oilos. But you can't bring anything else. Because you don't know. And the opposite. Why can't you bring a 4th oila? Why can't you bring a 4th oila? Let's think about this a second. I brought 3 chatoyos.
The 4th one might be chatos.
How would that happen? Well, when I brought the 3 oilas, right. Because when I brought the 3 oilas, I might have automatically made 3 chatoyos. I might have. I might have not. If they're from different women, you didn't do anything. If they're all from the same woman, then you did. So confusing.
This is only a case of 2 different women.
Yeah, yeah, 1 second. Let me make sure I got that straight. Does this make sense? Let's get it one more time. I'm going to try to get this one more time, okay? So I went ahead and I brought 3 chatoyos. Good. So on the tzad, that's from different women, that nothing's yet been koveya. But there is a possibility they're all from the same woman. At that point, I created 3 oilos. Okay, fine. Then I go ahead. So I can't bring a 4th chatos. I can't. Because maybe I just created 3 oilos, and now I'm bringing one of them. So I stop. Okay. Now I can bring 3 oilos because man of shach. Either they're all stumai still at this point, or you created 3 oilos. But everything's either going to be an oilo or a stuma. So I can bring 3 oilos. Okay. Now when I want to bring the 4th oilo, I can't. Because at that point, maybe those 3 oilos are the same women, and now you created chatoyos. So you can't bring, I think that makes sense, yeah. Yeah, I think it makes sense. I think I understand it, should I say. That's how they explain it. They say it like a little differently, Lashon. I'm just reading the words. If you're going to bring 4 for oil for chatas, it's possibly you've brought all from 1 woman. Right, okay. That's what they're saying, basically. If it's all from the same women, then you're bringing the wrong one. Fine. It's always stuck at 50%. No, you're always stuck. That's assuming the woman had the same amount. If the woman had different amounts, you're going to have to always go by, bring what the lower amount. I think the Mishnah is going to say that. Yeah. This one had 1 set, this one had 2 sets. Shalzu, this one had 3 sets, this one had 10 sets. Meilazu. Achazazu. Shalzu. Fine. 1 and 2. Shalosh or 3. Eser or 10. Umeya or 100. Hamud kosher. Always go with a lower number. It says 10 with 100. You always bring 10 sets. Think about it. Because as soon as it's a 10 with 100, 10 sets with 100 sets, that's 20 with 200 birds. You bring 10 chatois, 10 oilos, because at that point you have to stop. Again, because once you brought 10, you might have all been from the same woman, and now they're oilos. So you can bring oilos. And then once you bring the 10 oilos, you might be all from the same woman, and you created chatoyos. So you're stuck. You can't go weiter. Beimishim echad, beimishnei. Shemais, beimishachas, beimishnei. Same shame or different shemais. One woman or two women? What do you mean one woman, two women? One woman. What would be the problem? One woman. Next mission. Hey, Tamish Shemecha, what does Shemecha mean? All the same type. What do you mean? Leda v'leda. Two women had birth. Ziva v'ziva. Two women had ziva. Okay. It doesn't make a difference. That's Shemecha. Shem Shnei Shemais? I don't know what the Mishnah is coming to be Marbir exactly. I'm not sure what we're coming to include here. Okay. Leida v'ziva. Okay. No, this is one woman. Oh, that's why. Okay, no, that's a very big chiddush. How could this negate for one woman? Because she divided her karbonas, her birds, into two separate sets. That's what happened. This way it could be negate even for one woman. She could divide into two separate series. Two separate teams. I like that, teams. Okay. She reached three sets for Ziva, three sets, or another three sets for three Zivas, and then another three sets for another three Zivas. So these were separated together. Then they become groups, and they're now totally zebezet. So they don't combine. So it's like two separate women almost. If you keep them separate, that'd be great. But if you mix them up, you're at the same problem. Because if they're all from the same set, then you did three chatois and three others, and here we go again, the same maizah. Right? Okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Okay. Mm-hmm. You enjoying this one? Mishnei Shemois. Leida v'ziva. Okay. Fine. Leida v'ziva. Ketzad. Shtei nashim, two women. Aleda. Azuleda, this one had a leda. Valzuleda, this one had a leda. Oh. Azuliziva, Azuziva. Oh. That's shem echad. Two women with a shame shame. Or two women with different shemes. Zalzuleda, Azuziva. Okay. It's all the same. Fine. Just going through all the various scenarios. It's all the same law. Fine. Now, okay. Until now, the mission was talking about cases where they got mixed up. We know who the owners are clearly are, though. But we just don't know which one's chadz or zayla. It's two mice. But the two women's sets got mixed in. That's the nikud that Rabbi Isai from these last two mishnayos that we're learning today. That when two sets get mixed up together, that makes problems. That causes a lot of problems. That's the gist of these two mishnahs. Okay, now I got to clarify. Yesterday we were dealing with a case where it's all mine, and one of my chayvos got mixed in with my stumas, etc. Okay, that's one sugya. What to do then? Today's sugya was two women's stumas got mixed in, or one woman's two sets got mixed in. I know everything's stuma, because the mufareshes that got mixed together that we learned in the first Mishnah. You're in trouble. You're stuck. Nothing you can do then. What? So okay. Now I'm getting some more clarity. Got it. Okay. Now we move on to the next one. What's the next case? The next case was we don't know who the owner is. It's not yet been decided. I didn't say we don't. It's not been decided. What's the case? Two women. They bought their birds together with partnership, and they didn't say whose is whose. How does that work? And they both paid off the kayin. They gave him money for their karbanos. Okay. So there was joint. It was a partnership. So when the kohen's going to bring it, he has to say which one's chatas, which one's zayla, and which woman it's for. So how's that going to work? Let's read. The kohen could decide which woman is, which one's chatos, which one's, yeah. Bein shemecha bein shnei shemes, whether it's same type or not the same type. Okay. So the kohen takes every bird, and he can bring it chatos or oila for each one of the women, and then the day half chatos, half oilas, and everything is good. The kohen's deciding. They decide, these two women, that they're appointing the kohen to decide which one's which, yeah, chatos and oila, uh-huh, and which one's for which woman. And automatically, when the kohen decides, this is for Leah, Rachel says, oh, and I'm giving up my chilek and that to you. I'm meichel my chilek. They say, we're not working with Brera here. Oh, oh. So how's that going to work? So let's say the two women come up together. Let's keep it. They say, listen, we're combining. We each are chayev a kain. So we're going to each, you have a leida, you have a ziva, I have a ziva, etc. And the kain now has four birds in front of it that the woman bought in partnership. He brings chatos. Uh-huh. Now automatically something becomes chatos. Something becomes oila? No, it can't be. Because if something would come oila automatically, he wouldn't be able to bring in another carbon. So you must look at it as one big set. You can't say, as soon as it brings one as a chatos, you can't say automatically, now one becomes an oila, because then we're stuck. You can't keep going. You're stuck. It has to be that you look at it as one set, and when you bring one chatos, you're fine. Nothing's been kavua. When you bring the second chatos, now the two become oilas, and you're fine. That's how you have to look at it, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't like speak that out clearly over here in the explanations, but I think that's clear. I have to say that, Al-Khaira.
So they bring a little bit of a sikum over here. Just read this for a minute. That we've learned in this parak that the birds are only decided when the bailam buys it or the kohen's avoida. We learned that there's types of ofis mifurashim that get mixed up. We have to kill all them. Ofis mifurashim with stumais. We learned about that. We learned about stumais with stumais. We learned about that. And these are the foundations for what lies ahead in stormier waters. Stay tuned.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.